Shine FM is safe and fun for the whole family, and every Wednesday we welcome from our Shine family Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center for Parenting Moments. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Okay, we are getting through the month of August. Let's not rush summer along too much more, but it's been a great topic for the month. Play therapy, a guide for parents.
Yes, and so today we're going to talk about how to prepare your child for their first visit to play therapy. So after you complete your initial intake session with the therapist, it's a great time for you to start talking up the perks of going to play therapy for your child, and specifically to talk up the therapist that they're going to work with. We call this matchmaking in attachment psychology. Here's what it might sound like. Guess what? I just met Kimberly, and she is so kind and fun, and she has the coolest job. She's a play therapist. She plays with kids all day long to help them feel better. She is really looking forward to meeting you. So keep in mind that for kids, you might feel really safe with the therapist you've chosen for them, but they need a chance to see from you that they too can make a connection. That's called attachment bridging.
Okay.
Also, if your child is feeling nervous, it happens. Sometimes once kids come to play therapy, they're often super motivated to come back. But the first time can be really tough. It isn't uncommon for a child to have some unconscious resistance about therapy because they're coming to do some deep emotional work. So it's important to be their cheerleader and encourage them to go in independently. If they have severe separation anxiety, you may want to give them your keys to take with them into the session as a reassurance that you won't be leaving, that you'll be in the waiting room till their work is done.
Good information there, Kimberly. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How about some more information about Eckert Center?
Well, again, we are a center that provides services to the whole family, and that is mom and dad, teenagers and children. This month, I just want to really encourage you to check us out at eckertcenter.com, and you can read about our services there. But let me introduce you to the child therapists that we have at Eckert Psychology and Education Center in the North. That's Kimberly, Harleen, and Cecilia, and of course myself. And then in the South location, operated by Stillwater Psychology, is Ashley Shaw.
Okay, a good variety of people no matter where you are in the city. And as mentioned in previous podcasts with you, people can meet even remotely, hey?
Exactly. Now, many children are not super keen to do remote.
Good point.
The play therapy room is really awesome, Mike, and so their sessions are preferably in person, but any parent consultations can all be done by video to make it easier on mom and dad.
Makes sense. Thanks for the clarification on that. A free initial visit going to who this week?
Let's go with caller number 5 today.
Caller 5, 403-276-8888. Kimberly, we'll chat again next Wednesday to talk about more Play Therapy Guide for Parents.
Thank you so much, Mike.